If someone calls you weird or you feel like an oddball, if I have to tell you one thing about being different, it would be great to express yourself, but it's a job. Welcome, Tiger, to So Odd with Scuds. I'm Scuds, and I believe everyone has an odd experience. Especially me time session means when you're alone, be compassionate to yourself because you made yourself important. This episode is called Even If You're Weird, It's a Job. Note, being weird doesn't mean a problem. It just means, according to Oxford dictionaries, weird in adjective means suggesting something supernatural or uncanny. And in the verb, weird is to induce a sense of disbelief or alienation in someone. I often imagine people being confronted with the whys and logic of, how come you act this way if you're weird? And many times it's in a place of being curious to know more about you, either to accept you or really think you're a problem. Certainly, Tiger, maybe you have been placed in situations where being authentic, and especially as an artist, it's good that you can stand out. So you think it's only the rarity and the intrinsicity that if you're gifted enough and have support from fans, friends, and family, that it's accepted if you are being weird, because for you, weird is lucky. So we hear artists and scientists like Marilyn Monroe, Salvador Dali, and Albert Einstein, even after their death, we are still so curious about these people and want to know strange facts about them till now. And because there's something about them that's just unique and confident, to put themselves out there, that they don't struggle like us or have the same daily experiences because they are not in your shoes. From people I've met and interviewed for the show, it's so untrue. The biggest oddballs I've met are the people who are kind and those that defend the people that even backstab and use them. You'll meet one teacher from another episode that's blind, bullied, and outcasted as a kid. And now she's building a community for the blinds to have education and get a job. You've met a meditation teacher who felt rejected at first by his family and questioned life. And now he teaches others to slow down and be part of the present. You'll meet artists after artists from the show that felt ashamed after doing terrible things, but they kept feeling they have to share with other people how life can be good, and even talk to inmates living in jail forever. And although you think it's very rewarding to be kind and a pleasure to be yourself and for others to see you that way, you know, there are a lot of obstacles. There are a lot of obstacles, and many times in the beginning, you just feel lost. You just don't know what to do and where to start. And then you start. You have a little clarity and good feedback from others. And then you lose yourself again from people criticizing you, and you just have doubts. The negative list could go on and on and on. And then you go back to being confident and then having difficulties again. And then sometimes you just feel enraged that how come this has to be your life? And then why do you have this kind of problems again? And I just remember my friends and my team, time to time they tell me, now I understand you. And then it goes back to a little again, and then they get puzzled again, and then the effects goes on that I slowly piece the materials to a vision that they now feel part of. And I just want to reassure to them that let's just not know everything. Let's just also add mystery to our work. Because a lot of directors that I also know get asked a lot of questions, and to be honest with you, they don't know how to answer the questions because they don't know also how is this going to work? What's the final outcome? It's still in the process, right? And of course, I'm terrible at the beginning, or maybe you can relate to Tiger that you're suffering or you just want to be confident all the time, and you just wish someone could have told you that this is how you should do plan A, B, C, but really you're just left alone. And doing things is simply hard. So I realized when I'm at that stage of the beginning, or when I have doubts again, and when you're also maybe at that stage too, Tiger, of feeling, oh no, I feel weird again, and I'm supposed to know everything, but now I don't. How will I know like Whitney Houston? So what I've noticed many artists do is that they give themselves a chance to react to things. It doesn't have to be your experience. It could be from news or other people's experiences. Just allow yourself to react to things. But in order to react, like really at the start of feeling it's still blank and pointless, just start to immerse yourself in things that you care about, in things that you overcame from being hurt, your obstacles. It could be from your music and even conversations, philosophy, and various things that you did not even know what if it could be talked about. And you just don't know because you don't know the ending. You just know reality hits you hard with the economy, politics, and drama in business. You're probably feeling so much of that stress and pressure to be successful already, yet you still haven't figured yourself out. And I think the people that cares the most about what they do, passionate to really do the things, even if people doubt, laugh, or expecting so much from them, you can't have an easy life. To sum up, Tiger, it's always going to start feeling weird and no one may get you, but continue to react to things. You start to piece by piece now the ideas you believe that matter to you. Continue to be kind, and you want others to care about the things you give importance as well. Just note though that it ain't easy. Being weird, or even being yourself, it's still a job. You're not thinking only about your own pleasure, but other people's life will get affected too. Furthermore, your renowned brain may be weird to others, but to many, you're shedding light to something that will catch attention that you think is important. So I hope to leave you with a note, Tiger, that remember to always be compassionate to yourself. Thank you for spending oddly your time with me today. I'm Scuds, and you've been listening to So Odd with Scuds, the podcast. You could follow So Odd on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. This is your chance to roar your inner voice and be part of the show. You could go to Apple Podcasts or to Spotify or to any of your favorite podcast app and rate and review the show. Your review will help the show. Join me next week for another So Odd session. Amping in my language means take care. So Tiger, thank you for listening, and Amping.